Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now. I'm Denise Thompson, founder of Mickle Knight, where fun, family, fitness, health, wellness, and beauty are one. I'm an author, speaker, educator, TV and radio show host, and passionate about healthy living. The recap of the last few weeks, we talked about forgiveness in a faith-based, criminal justice, medical, and scientific standpoint. Today, we're going to have a topic, how to start forgiving. Wow, that might be a good question, because I really have no idea. That's what many might say. But yeah, we definitely need to learn how to forgive, and that's actually a very simple thing. So let me tell you that, let's start by question. Have you ever tried to forgive someone? If so, you'll know that it's difficult because it is tough to let go of your hurt, anger, frustration. So what do you do? Many people have found success by using some of the suggestions I'm about to share with you. First of all, keep calm and let go. Then I read a statement that really hit me, and it says, the past has no power over the present moment. Wow, so true. So why are we trying to hang on to it? I have no idea, but I can definitely tell you that it's not worth it to hang on to all the past things that we cannot learn from or forgive, so we're freed from it. So for this, let's stop trying to do things and start being. Stop trying for a while, because the more you try, the more frustrated you get. And you really do not want to get frustrated. That's the thing you want to get rid of. So be in charge of your thoughts and emotions. Be the watcher of your thoughts. That's an interesting thought. How can you watch your thoughts? Well, when you're present, when you think, you kind of know where you're going. And by keeping your thoughts under control, you are such a much better person. By not judging your thoughts or blaming them on anyone else and merely watching them, there will be a big shift within you, your sense of self-worth. You love yourself for who you are and where you are in your life right now, right here. Don't think, oh, if only I, or, you know, when I can, and, oh, I need this first before I can. No, just love yourself for who you are and where you are, and keep plugging away from there. Learn to replace anger, hurt, frustration, vengeance into present love. The bottom line is that the best revenge is happiness, because nothing drives your adversary more insane than seeing a fresh smile on your face. Oh my, I have a friend that I just saw last week, and you know how it is sometimes in life. Some people just really don't like to see you happy. So that person tried to anger my friend, and all she did is smile, keep friendly, and walked away. And she saw how that other person was fuming and steaming, and she felt totally relieved, because she said, I didn't do anything wrong. I didn't need to take on anybody else's burden. I have enough stuff of my own that I'm trying to take care of, or that I'm taking care of. And so she said, that felt so freeing, so wonderful to just smile. So another thing is, we need to let go of thinking we need to forgive every mistake, because it's impossible to do that. What is a mistake? It's actually a growing pain of wisdom. Most of the time, we just need to accept that we made a mistake and not even think about forgiving. Then we can feel how our body shifts from feeling hurt and upset to peaceful and loving. Doesn't mean forgiveness, but just realizing where we are. Let's not hold on to false beliefs. Let go of what you cannot change. That's a big one for me. I'm practicing that every day because something pops up. Oh no, I need to let go of this next. So live the best you can be and do day by day. Then you won't need to forgive and you won't have regrets. If you are looking for a solution, the best method to ensure you end up with something that lets you forgive the person who hurt you is by looking for a way that allows you to let go and lets you transform your anger, hurt, vengeance into peace and love. Excuse me. So, you know, it's just so important that we do that because it frees us from unwanted burdens. It helps us forgiving, which does not mean forgetting, but it does set us free and it shifts in our personal being. I experienced that last week also with a different friend. We had a phone conversation and suddenly she asked me a question about something. And I felt the tension in my head. My whole body got tense. And after a few questions more from my friend, I go, oh my, what just happened? She goes, what do you feel? I said, well, my head feels freed. It doesn't have the tension in it anymore. And my body just is much more upright than slouched over. And she goes, well, that was a shift. I go, oh my, interesting. So, you know, we have probably a lot of those experiences if we only pay attention to our mind and our bodies. And all of us can live a happy life that, you know, it doesn't depend really on what we have and who we are. It depends on our attitude that we set ourselves free and we do and give our best every day. And then it's just going to be so much easier. I'm not saying I'm not making any mistakes. Whew, do I wish. But what I'm saying is, let's just look at things more positively and let the negative go. Because the negative is what makes us sick, what makes us feel bad, what makes us, you know, get into things that we shouldn't get into. And we deserve a good, free life, a great mind, and one that can spread and share the good things with other people and just not take everything personally. That is one big one for me. And I have learned now to just kind of, okay, I have a motion where I take my right hand and I throw it up behind my shoulder and I say, next. And I go, ooh, that feels good. Now I'm free. So do whatever it takes for you to feel free so you don't carry burdens around that you don't need. There are certain things that you can do besides the ones I mentioned. Also, there are most wonderful coaches or therapists out there that can help you with those issues so you can set yourself free and feel good. And then you feel also better with your body and mind and soul. And you know, the whole thing started with getting healthy now, or get healthy now, as a full circle approach where body, mind, and spirit or soul need to be balanced. And so by getting rid of feelings that are not productive for us, that only harm us personally, and they don't really harm the other person, but they harm us. It's good to let go of them and definitely just smile. And if you have tried it or try it now, just a big smile on your face, look in a mirror. Can you be angry when you smile like that? I don't think so. So let's conclude with that we have started, or now you actually know how to start forgiving, which is letting go. You're ready to let go of the negatives without worrying about what the other person thinks or does. That's it. This is pretty simple. Don't you think so? Awesome. So if you have any questions, or you want to talk with me, or you have concerns, or whatever it is, and you need my help, or you need me to connect you with somebody else who has even more knowledge about this field than I do, because we can never know everything, please feel free to contact me at dythomson@micklenight.com. That's M-I-C-L, Knight, like in Knight and Shining Armor. And my phone number is 562-335-4956. If there are no more questions or none at this point, I will wish everybody a most wonderful, happy, and healthy week. And I'll talk to you next week again on Thursday at 11. Until then, stay empowered.